The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
With another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way. We appreciate you very much. We don't take it for granted in any way, shape, and or form. This is What's on Your Mind? The name of the show? Because we want to know. And we're taking this entire hour for another of our talk radio town halls. What exactly is a talk radio town hall? It is a chance to interact with newsmakers and get what's on your mind out front with somebody that might have something to say about that. Address your concern and inform your opinion a little bit on particular issues. We do them with a lot of elected leaders, of course. Many one last hour with Senator Hovind. We do it weekly with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We do done a number of them throughout the entire gubernatorial process. And the countdown to the convention and now the June 14th primary vote, we'll be doing the same with the gubernatorial candidates Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General, and challengers Doug Burgum and others as well. And from time to time, we do them with folks in other walks of life, including our law enforcement officers. We did one other event like this with Dan Donald, the Chief of Police of Bismarck, and Dave Todd, the Chief of Police of Fargo, and we asked them to come back because that particular hour was so popular, and we had a number of your questions answered. So whatever community you live in, crime's a concern, right? It's a health and safety issue. It's a life or death issue. It concerns you. And, of course, these two have the challenge of being the top cops in the largest cities in North Dakota, number one and number two. So they are definitely busy and can answer any and all of your questions. So looking forward to that this hour as well. Brought to you by our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Spring's in the air. Calendar turns to April, and you just start thinking about won't be long. You're planting and spraying right behind that, and hopefully you're doing it in a High Plains Apache sprayer. The Apache sprayer itself is the best of the best. But they also have the ET Ag Center now, which means they can get you any kind of application part for any model, not just Apache. They have tons of them, 50,000 parts in stock, and if they don't have the part, which is rare, they'll have it at your door in a day or two. Also, a great selection of some used sprayers right now, all makes and models, 2016s, 2015s with great financing. High Plains Apache, your authorized Apache dealer. See them today. Bring you this hour of the program. We welcome to the program Chief David Todd, Fargo Police Chief. Chief Todd, nice to have you back. How are you? I don't hear Chief Todd there, Manny. Okay, how about Chief Donovan? Oh, okay. All right. We're Chief Todd, how are you?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Nice to have you back on the program. Thanks for the time today.
Oh, absolutely. Glad to be here.
Chief Donald's going to join us in just a moment, and we'll get cranking here. And by the way, your calls, questions, and comments, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. You can also call locally in Bismarck Mandan, 258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503, and email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Before we bring in Chief Donlin here, Chief Todd, how's everybody at the Fargo PD doing? Obviously been a very difficult year that all of North Dakota and the region has watched closely with the loss of Officer Mosier. Give us an update on how you're all doing.
You know, we're I don't know that you can ever say you get through these kind of things. You just kind of, it becomes a new normal for your department, and you learn to live with that loss. So that's what we're learning how to do. And we're trying to find ways to move forward as a department and at the same time remember Jason and his memory and the hero that he was, and then also care for his family.
Is there any more to be known about that particular situation? I know there's been different investigations and reports that have come out. I mean, as far as you're concerned, is what we need to know known at this point?
Well, I think almost everything we know is public information, and so I don't know that there's much more that's to follow on this. The full BCI report has been released, you know, with some minor exceptions of redactions. That's just personal information that are redacted for privacy reasons. But as far as how the whole situation unfolded and what happened during that incident, that's all pretty public now.
Were there anything you point at that you say, you know, easy from the cheap seats, as I always say, and hindsight being 2020, that you would have done differently?
You know, I don't know that I could say that really. I mean, we did a tactical debrief of the whole incident of everybody that was involved. You know, there's little things here and there that we learn from these incidents, because we do tactical debriefs every time we have a critical incident, and you learn from those situations and try to apply those lessons. But there was nothing dramatic that I would say, wow, I wish we would have really done this differently. It was, you know, our people did what they were trained to do. For the most part, we had them properly equipped with the equipment they needed to do the job. This is one of those situations where, you know, a person set up with a rest, with a rifle, and waited for an opportunity to get a shot, and that person did get a shot and shot one of my police officers, and that ended in the officer losing his life. And that's what it all boils down to. And then things like that are really hard to prevent.
There was some controversy, at least in one particular media source, about the fact that he was, I don't know, encouraged might not be the right word, but Mr. Schumacher, who obviously went into this intending to kill himself at some point, wasn't exactly discouraged from doing that to try and prevent more carnage. Anything in that that...
That's not totally accurate there. That was just a possibility that was brought up in conversation in the command truck. That is nothing that was pursued or initiated in any way. It was an option that was brought forward to the commanders. The commanders then put it back to the negotiators, and negotiators said, hey, we're not trained to do that, and we don't think it's a viable option for us. So that was not done.
Yeah, it's some chatter that didn't get implemented anyway. Got it.
Right.
Appreciate that. Chief Donlan is here now as well from the Bismarck Police Department. Chief Donlan, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, glad to have you both here. So maybe we could start with just sort of a, you know, an overview from each of you. And we have to take a break here in a couple of minutes, but we'll start this and then welcome some calls from others as well. I think anybody that follows in either of these communities, or for that matter statewide, would have to say something's going on, right? Whether it be the drug thing, whether it be the crime thing, something is going on. Are you saying that, Dan? And if so, what is it?
Absolutely. You know, I don't have a handle on exactly what it is. I think a lot of it ties down to just a couple things. It seems like we have a society, especially that's perpetuated now from the nationwide arena, of disrespect for not just law enforcement, disrespect for any authority. There's problems going on in schools. Teachers, you know, feel like they're losing the ability to maintain control of classrooms because, you know, we don't want to offend somebody. In our society, from the police perspective, we're seeing quite a high level of violence. And I don't know that there's more violence than in the past. I haven't looked at the stats, but it just seems certain people are not afraid to use that violence, and especially towards police. I tie a lot of it into drug and alcohol issues, drug and alcohol addictions. We have wonderful treatment in our communities, but we have a huge lack of treatment that is necessary around the entire state of North Dakota. We see that not only in some of the shootings that are being elevated. I mean, my God, we had three of them here in Bismarck in a month, month and a half. Domestic violence seems to always be on the increase. We just got to get back to remembering we're all in this together. We are all a part of a community, and we need to start treating people better.
And that disrespect for authority is the umbrella over all of it, you're saying?
That tone has a prevalent stage right now. I believe absolutely. Nationwide, with what the media is putting out there, that's all we see is this officers involved in shootings. And then we want to blame the officers. And in some of those instances, well-deserved. But in the vast majority, once the facts are known that the officers had at the time, you know, that's what the officers get judged by.
All right, we'll take a short break. I want to get the same conversation going with Chief Todd from Fargo as well. Welcome more of your calls. I'm looking at calls for service in the Fargo Police Department, a 57% increase over 5 years from 2010 to 2015. So there's some data to back up that something is going on thing too. But we'll talk more about that after this short timeout.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soybean basis in North Dakota has seasonal patterns that producers need to be aware of when marketing soybeans. The majority of soybeans produced in North Dakota are exported into Southeast Asia. This export program runs strong from October through about April. By the time we move into May, the South American crop is being aggressively exported. This competition causes a drop in exports from the Pacific Northwest, causing basis problems in North Dakota. The basis pattern in North Dakota is as follows. Weak at harvest, then strengthening into February, March, and weakens by May. Understanding the seasonality and basis levels for North Dakota soybeans is important to market them successfully. South America has a large crop again this year, and this will likely put downward pressure on basis by May. Be aware of this if you are storing North Dakota soybeans.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Of sleep while I was in Tampa, Florida for the NCAA Frozen Four were about half of normal, but the hours of sleep I did get were really good. You know why? My pillow. I brought it along to Tampa. That's right. It's a good luck pillow now, too. Brought home an eighth national championship for the University of North Dakota. And a lot of people talk about that. They say it's fantastic. We had somebody yesterday call during the program. I didn't even get a chance to mention it. Said, hey, my pillow arrived yesterday, and I slept so great last night. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we hear stories like that all the time, and we love them, actually. The 4-for-1 deal is something we put together just for our listeners. The classic 4-pack combo is $99.88 now, $99.98 rather. I'll chip in the dime if you need the extra dime. You receive two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. Plus the premium pillows, the best of the best, are still 50% off, too. All you need to do is use the promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Chatting with Fargo Police Chief David Todd and Bismarck Police Chief Dan Donlan on a talk radio town hall today. Questions or comments for either of these top cops in Bismarck and Fargo, welcome at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Bismarck Mandan, local number 258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 or email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So just like we asked Chief Donlan, Chief Todd, my apologies to both of you because this is probably the stupidest question had, but you know, again, I can't even put this into words. I just say something's happening. I mean, is something happening that is different than any of your time in the Fargo PD?
I think so, Scott, and I agree with Chief Donlan. And Dan and I get to talk from time to time, and along with some of the other chiefs in North Dakota too. I do see a little bit of a culture change happening where there's that disrespect for law enforcement and authority, but I try to keep that, you know, in context too, because I just went through an officer's funeral here in our community, and our community came out in mass in support of their police officer that they lost and their police department. And so it makes you realize that, okay, you know, the vast majority of our community is very supportive of what we're doing and loves their cops, you know, and recognizes that we're trying to do the best we can. And so I can't forget that, even though sometimes it's easy to get down a little bit about what's going on in the world. You can't forget that the vast majority of our people out there, you know, really supportive of what we're trying to do. But yes, we are seeing some changes. Like you said, we had a 13% increase in calls for service in 2015 at 74,516 calls for service. Now that's about 204 calls for service every 24 hours. And so you can imagine, you know, our officers are really chasing calls. When you have that many calls for service coming in, it's hard to be proactive and preventive on crime issues. And so, as Chief Donlan will tell you, that it boils down to staffing sometimes, just having the people to try to manage those calls, which then turn into investigative cases that have to be managed by detectives. And when you got officers chasing calls and you've got detectives with over 30 active cases on their desk at any one time, those are difficult things to manage, and it's hard to be proactive for your community, but that's what we're always striving to do.
Mike in South Dakota has a question for our guest. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Yes, Chief. I retired LEO, and I know that a lot of my former police officers that I served with, their sons, their nephews, their daughters, etc., don't seem to be choosing the law enforcement field as they once did, and I think it's the current climate that's been unfortunately upon us here these last 5 or 6 years, where police officers are getting judged harshly and criminally by split-second decisions. And so my question is, how do you manage that from a standpoint of recruiting and training and maintaining morale in this current climate?
Well, I'll go first here. Recruiting, as I'm sure Dan will also tell you, is a challenge. It's a very competitive market out there to find good, educated people that want to be in law enforcement. Because, like you said, it's not a job that you get a lot of thanks in, you know. But it is a good, secure occupation, and so we're always looking for for good candidates. We invest a lot into training our people trying to recruit people that reflect the community that we're serving. So we're always looking for diversity in our ranks within our department, so we reflect who we're serving. We also, like I said, invest a lot in our training and de-escalation, a lot in crisis intervention training to try to meet the needs that are out in our community, because there's a lot of mental illness out there. There's a lot of addiction issues out there, and the more training we provide to our officers, the better suited they are to handle those issues.
If I take my turn now, absolutely agree with what he talked about to a T, everything that Chief Todd just said. I kind of look at it from the perspective of our numbers are down. You know, we don't have quite the pool quantity-wise that we've had in the past, and especially 20 years ago. I think the current climate across the nation probably has a little bit of something to do with that. But I've also noticed in law enforcement in my 28-year career here is, you know, people looking for a job, just a job in law enforcement. You know, they may get the job or they may not, but if you're just looking for that job, you may not get as much satisfaction out of it. I truly believe that those people that go into law enforcement to actually serve people, because we do have to put people first, and we are constantly just responding to our citizens and to our visitors. I see this as a calling. This is a passion for those that really survive a law enforcement career and flourish in it. I've always heard that term. It's a calling to serve people. So we still get numbers in. We're bringing people in, and although the numbers are lower, we are still getting good people that we can choose from to hire and then go through that rigorous training that they need to go through for this job.
Appreciate the call, Mike. Welcome others at 800-228-0550. What is the status? This is a text question. What is the status of potential methadone clinics in North Dakota, with us being only one of two states in the country without them? What challenges, if any, would these clinics create for law enforcement, and would you invite them in? Chief Todd, you want to take that first?
Well, I do think it's something we need to study. I think there is one up in Minot. I thought there's a clinic up there that methadone and Suboxone clinic up there. And I've talked to the chief up there, and he said they haven't had any issues with that. I would like to sit down with our health community and discuss that as an option, and whether it's whether they feel it's an appropriate option or not. Because, like Dan said earlier, we have to have better follow-up options for people that are looking for treatment. Because of the addiction issues we have out there, we have to have the follow-up piece of addiction counseling, of inpatient treatment, and perhaps part of that equation is methadone clinics or Suboxone clinics, but I need to get more information on that from our health
All right.
people.
Short break and back with more after a timeout on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do not take it for granted. That's the power I'm talking about. When you flip that switch, you just assume the light's going to go on, right? It's sort of like I'm 51, and for as long as I can remember, I flip the switch, the light goes on. It always goes on. It's just there. So it's kind of human nature to expect it's always going to. But the things that are going on right now in this country related to energy development and the stifling of it because of the additional energy regulation, things like the Clean Power Plan that right now is being debated in our highest courts of the land of this country, make what we previously took for granted not to be so. Same thing with affordable energy. And affordable energy is such an integral part of our economy. Not to mention the jobs and the neighbors that you call, you know, friends and family and everything else. I'm talking about, power plants being shuttered, reliability of the grid going away, cost of electricity skyrocketing. All that's real. It's not scare tactics. It can happen. It will happen if the Clean Power Plan becomes a reality. That's why it's important for you to engage in this issue, and we tell you about this because we want you to go to SecureEnergyFuture.org, a website that will give you all the information you need to tell all your elected leaders what you feel about this, to get the facts you need to engage in this issue. There's a war on coal we need to engage in to prevent against a real hit to the grid, a real hit to our pocketbooks. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Do that today. Back with more of our conversation in a talk radio town hall with the top cops, Fargo Police Chief David Todd here and Bismarck Police Chief Dan Donlin here. Some calls waiting and other texts have come in, but I do want to give you a chance, Chief Donlin, to answer the question from the previous caller about, and we should explain what a methadone clinic is, but the texter wanted to know the status of potential methadone clinics in North Dakota, and saying North Dakota was one of only two states in the country without them, although Chief Todd told us about one he knows of in Minot. What challenges they create for you in law enforcement, would you invite them in? Would you?
Correct. Yes, I would, but it has to be under the right circumstances. The clinic has to be under an appropriate structure, have appropriate oversight, that type of stuff as well, where it's just not kind of a free-for-all. Here's the dose that you need, and then off into the community you go. We currently have, in Bismarck, a long-time local treatment facility that has been a fabulous neighbor. They do it right within our community, provide addiction treatment to their clientele. They are in the process of moving forward for their application to become a methadone clinic and to provide that much needed service. You know, if we've got that heroin problem, we've got the opiate addiction issues, again, it's a little bit conflictory whether this is the appropriate treatment to do or not, but I'm not a doctor. I'm not in that treatment facility. I just know that we do need something in this community to ensure that we can hopefully reduce crime, by handling the addiction issues.
Chief Donlan, here about your concerns on heroin, meth, and where we're at. Meth is a term we haven't heard for a while, right? We thought we'd beat it back. What is the status of the heroin and the meth problem in North Dakota and in Bismarck, where you are right now?
On the heroin side, I'm just looking at some kind of final numbers, our annual report for 2015, which we're working on. Our metuary and narcotics task force, they're seeing an increase. They're hearing about it, seeing more of the heroin. They seized 6 grams. I don't know what they seized in previous years, but they seized 6 grams, which they indicate has about a $1,200 street value. The Bismarck Police Department in 2015 seized 39, almost 40 grams, with about an excess of $8,000 street value. So we are starting to see the heroin. We're trying to work with our hospitals. We don't want to compromise HIPAA. We're just looking at numbers. We don't know what our ERs are seeing as far as heroin treatments, heroin overdoses. We're not going to see it unless it's out in the street happening. So that's kind of what's going on with heroin. With the methamphetamine, you know what, when we implemented the laws to regulate and control the precursors for the labs, we saw meth and the labs go way down. This year in 2015, I should say last year, we only saw as a Bismarck Police Department one meth lab that we came across. Our task force saw 3, but the methamphetamine that was seized in our community, the task force seized in just under 20 pounds of high-quality methamphetamine, and the Bismarck Police Department itself seized just under 11 pounds of methamphetamine. So there is a huge resurgence, and that along with the prescriptions is kind of our number one issue with drugs at this point.
So the headline on the drug thing is the heroin and meth is a big problem?
It is. It is a big problem, and it ties back to what we talked about earlier, the addiction and getting to the people to the treatment that they need. Not everybody is going to succeed, but they certainly won't succeed if they don't have the opportunity.
Chief Todd, how about you on heroin and meth?
Well, yeah, and I agree with everything Chief Donlan said there. You know, what we see a lot of times in addiction issues, especially with the opiates, heroin, is it starts off with prescription drugs. Sometimes it's because somebody had an injury and they were received a prescription for hydrocodone or OxyContin, and then they used all those pills, and then they started getting pills illicitly and became addicted, and then the prescriptions or the pills become more and more difficult and expensive to get, and so they switch over to heroin, which is a easier to obtain illegal substance, which is their opiate, and the addiction issues with that are huge, and then that drives behavior to continue to try to meet that addiction that they have. And so we have seen our crime go up, especially property crime, go up substantially. And I would say probably at least 75% of that property crime is addiction driven, where people are stealing things through burglaries or thefts or breaking into vehicles and then getting that to pawn shops and turning it around for money to feed that addiction, or just trading the property for drugs. And so that has driven our property crime up.
If I can just echo that too, that's exactly what I wanted to talk about as well. Our property crimes have risen significantly in the last year, 2 years. The theft of motor vehicles, theft from motor vehicles, the burglaries, and even the shopliftings. Now, I'm not saying that they're shoplifting to sell, but in the open market online, that is certainly very viable as to what could also be going on here. And much of it is to feed those types of addictions as well.
Interesting. Okay, let's get back to the phones here. And calls, questions, and comments in our remaining minutes. Welcome at 800-228-0550. And Bismarck Mandan, 258-0550. And text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. Don in Saskatchewan, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys. I live in Minot, and we have seen the burglaries, thefts, damage to vehicles gone up to substantially. I got hit last week. Somebody decided to cut lights off my semi-trailer. The good thing is, as far as I'm concerned, is they cut the lights and they're unusable. That's okay. I got new lights, you know, but I mean, this is getting out of control. And, I mean, now I've got a security system on my semi-truck. I've got cameras all around my truck. So, I've been here since 79. I've never seen this. Well, of course, I lived in Green Bay, Wisconsin before, so I know what it's like with crime, but this has just gone crazy out here in Minot. And I just, is there anything that we can do to stop this? I mean, something's got to be done.
Well, I think Chief Donlin would agree with me that we can't arrest our way out of this thing. This is really gonna need a combined effort of both law enforcement and then the health industry for the follow up piece of this, and the courts to refer people to treatment, because putting people in jail doesn't solve addiction issues. You know, just like Chief Donlin said, our shoplifting has gone up quite a bit too. We're up 20% this last year in shoplifting, and we have intelligence-led policing meetings every week to focus on people that, because of their behavior, we have to put our focus on them. And I would say 3/4 of those people have addiction issues, and that's what's driving their behavior. So, yes, we need to arrest people that are committing crimes, but we also need, as a community, to provide resources for people to get treatment. And I recognize that costs money, and a lot of these people don't have insurance, but this heroin, the way I say it, the heroin is—it's like the devil's hand on your soul, and it does not want to let go. It's just horrible to withdraw from, and so people just gotta feed that addiction.
Oh, Don, thanks for the call. Texter says, "How much of the disrespect can be attributed to the president's 'the police acted stupidly' comment after his professor friend was arrested for failing to comply with the police?" Who wants to take that one?
I'll take that one if you don't mind there, Chief. Go ahead there, Dan. And I hope I don't get fired. No. It does. There's a comment I wrote somewhere online, Facebook, whatever it was, is, you know, if the president would just show his support for authority, for the authority that is in our country, the way our government is structured, that would go a long way, because it does cause damage. It does cause people then who are already anti-authoritative to state, you know what, that's my reason, there's my excuse, even the president sees it, you know, that type of thing. And, you know, you go way back to that one. That was when I think the first comment that he made. And my first question to myself was, what is the president of the United States doing commenting on a local, as local as you can get, arrest issue? Because it was a prominent suspect, prominent individual that was arrested. Without the facts, the president makes that statement. And unfortunately, that behavior perpetuated into the officer shootings, to include Ferguson, where a rush to judgment was made, comments were made at the national level, which proved to be false. And that is why we just need to let these investigations run their course and allow the information to come out, like it or not, then people can have their opinions and go from there.
Wendy in Fargo will get your question here, answer on the other side of the break. Quickly with your question, Wendy.
What do we do about doctors that keep pushing the opiates and the fentanyl? I have a chronic pain problem, and I've requested lighter medication, and he tells me, no, it's fentanyl or nothing. And he's the only doctor in the whole area that, you know, prescribes it.
Yeah, I've heard that before. CBS did a big thing on this heroin problem a while ago, saying it really started, the root cause of it was an over-prescribing of the pain meds. We'll give you a chance to address that on the other side of the break. Wendy, hang on for your answer. More with the Chiefs when we come back on a Talk Radio Town Hall.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are. Sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
PetroServe USA helps America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. So when you fill up at a PetroServe USA location, Bismarck, Mandan, all the way to Grafton, down to Wappan, and all throughout the Fargo-Moorhead Metro as well, West Fargo, and of course Valley City, Jamestown. So a lot of locations for you. Valley City, Castleton, rather, not Jamestown. Maybe Jamestown soon. But PetroServe USA will take care of you, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you have that 4-for-4 deal. That's the four items, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and the two cookies. Sounds so good, I might go have lunch there right now today. Four items, $4. Find a better deal than that. Our final segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall, last chance at a question or comment for our guests, Chief Dan Donlan, Chief of the Bismarck Police Department, and Chief David Todd of the Fargo PD on the program today. Wendy in Fargo had a question, concern from her doctor saying, you know, I keep telling him I don't want these. He said, no, you need them. And so I guess that leads to the question, gentlemen, you know, the root cause of this, is it from an, in your view, an overprescribing of pain meds by doctors?
Well, Scott, here's what I. First of all, I'm not a doctor, and but I'll tell you one thing. I am a consumer for medical care, and I don't think there's anything wrong with going and getting a second opinion. I'd recommend that if you're doubting the advice of your doctor. We have seen this heroin situation develop because of addiction to pain medication. And then when that pain medication runs out, then heroin becomes the only option to some people. So what I would suggest is, if she feels uncomfortable with what she's being prescribed and her doctor does not want to engage in that conversation, then perhaps it's time to get a second opinion.
Chief Donlan, anything you want to add to that?
No, I think he covered it pretty well. It's pretty tough if that is the only doctor that she feels, that Wendy feels she can go to. If it were me and I had the opportunity, you know, as Chief Todd said, I'd be looking for another opinion. And even if that meant I had to, if she lives out in Fargo, if I had to drive to Bismarck, go to a pain clinic, that's what I would do, explain my issue and my problem. And of course, I live in Bismarck, and if I had this issue in Bismarck, I'd be looking, where else can I go? And I may have to drive out to Fargo or up to Minot or wherever.
Hello? I tried
Wendy,
that.
You tried it?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
We're
yep,
listening,
that,
Wendy.
And that makes
you.
It difficult when you've tried that and they keep saying the same thing. There's the point where we have to trust our doctors. I've been through a few things this past year, too.
Hello?
I don't know why Wendy can't hear us, but go ahead and finish, Chief. Sorry.
Yeah, just that I've had some issues with my back, low back and whatnot, too, and it was bad enough at one point that I didn't want anything. I know what these opiates can do, and I don't want those narcotics. And my doctor just said, trust me, and I'm not going to give you enough to get you addicted, and I will monitor your intake of them as long as you're taking them as prescribed. So it comes to a point where I got to trust the doctor and then talk. And if I'm getting to where it appears that I have some addiction issues, then that talk needs to be elevated.
Appreciate the call, Wendy. Hope that helps. Tom in Jamestown, go ahead for our guests on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I would like to just kind of a little bit disagree with what was said earlier as far as we're not going to arrest this problem out of existence. Bill Clinton had a program when he was president where the federal government provided more money to hire more cops. Crime was higher at that particular point in time in different areas. Like drug addiction was probably part of it. That probably won't happen with Barack Obama, but the state legislature in North Dakota should pay careful attention to, you know, what you two guys are talking about here, because isn't it true that there kind of gets to be a point where law enforcement really gets stymied because the problem is really out of control and crime goes up, and then it's in a crisis area, whereas right now it could be that extra law enforcement would prevent that from happening. I'd be interested to hear what you have to say about that.
Well, I think it's always great for law enforcement to be proactive, and it's certainly extremely important for Chief, and I think Chief Donlan would agree with me, for us to go after the source of what whoever's bringing these narcotics into our community and go after them aggressively. But I will tell you that our jails throughout the state are at capacity. Our state penitentiary is at capacity. I mean, so for some of these things, such as the end user of heroin or fentanyl or meth, we need to develop some treatment options for them that are viable. Not all of these people belong in jail. We need to create some other alternatives for them.
Last question, quick answer, if you don't mind. Can the police tell us what it takes to get a drug dog check in a school? Our school has a bad drug problem, but the administration doesn't seem to want to fix it. We parents are at a loss as to what to do next. It is a common knowledge that there are drugs in the school on a daily basis. Chief Donlin, quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. My first response to that before I heard the entire question was give us a call. We will take care of that. The school, we need to work together. Our schools in Bismarck do, I hope, work together. I don't know where this caller is out of. We've got our school resource officer program that I know Chief Todd has out there as well. And through that liaison, we are constantly doing drug checks on schools at their request.
Same answer, Chief Todd. Just a call.
Yep, we do the same. We have we do regular canine checks through the schools with our school resource officers.
Gentlemen, thank you. This was great. We'll do it again. Good luck, and thanks for all you do. Thanks to the rank and file. We really appreciate the men and women in blue. We are grateful for you. Thank you.
Glad
thanks,
to be
Scott.
Here.
Chief Dan Donlin, Chief David Todd on a Talk Radio Town Hall. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Fling into spring with Gate City Bank. Stop in April 11th through the 16th to open a totally free checking account, receive a free gift, and a free My School Spirit or My Card Creation debit card. Plus, with a Gate City Bank debit card, use any ATM for free with unlimited automatic fee refunds. Join us April 15th for refreshments and special one-day offers. The Fling into Spring event at Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Sure.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.